At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, here in Spain, it's our turn to catch up with Brett Hansen. How are you doing, Brett?
Yes, I'm good, thanks, Howard. What about yourself? How's things?
I'm very well. I'm enjoying 2025.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Anyway, Spain hit the international press recently when Prime Minister Sanchez announced he wants to impose a 100% tax on property purchases by non-EU buyers. This caused a fair amount of concern and discussion, so let's look at it today. Let's get Brett's take on it. First of all, Brett, let's clarify who this would affect if it does indeed go ahead. UK nationals are now non-EU nationals. And what about British expatriates living in Spain? Would it affect them?
Before I answer that question, Howard, if you don't mind, I'll just take this opportunity to provide some context to this proposal, which was reported on in both the British and Spanish press, and has certainly raised concerns amongst many British expatriates living here in Spain or are looking to move to Spain. On the 13th of January of this year, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced a housing programme consisting of 12 proposals aimed at improving access to housing for Spanish citizens. And these proposals were presented verbally with no formal written documentation or legal framework and came just 24 hours after the main opposition party, the Conservative Parti Popular, presented their own package of measures to address this issue. And of the 12 proposals, the most striking or controversial one is the one you refer to, Howard, where the Prime Minister proposed a potential 100% tax on the purchase of Spanish properties by non-EU nationals who are not residents of Spain. Of course, UK nationals are non-EU residents, but so are many other nationalities who have been buying property in Spain over many years. So, in answering your question, Howard, for me, the key in this specific proposal is its reference to non-EU nationals who are not resident. So if this proposal were to come in, then it could potentially impact, say, British citizens looking to buy a holiday home in Spain. But for British nationals who are already living here, there will be no direct impact. And for British nationals wanting to live here, then it looks like they can still move to Spain and become residents and then buy a property and not succumb to this proposal if it becomes law.
In Davos, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez talked about an actual ban and repeated that in Davos, so we'll see what the difference is between 100% and an actual ban.
Yeah.
So how much do we know about this proposed tax reform so far?
Well, as I said, Howard, this was only announced verbally with no supporting documentation. And I have to say, when it was announced, it did feel like it was a reactionary response to the announcements made by Parti Popular the day before. So there is very little information on this other than what Prime Minister Sanchez verbally announced. Since the announcement, though, there has been debate as to whether the Prime Minister simply got his sums mixed up and was in fact referring to a 100% increase in certain taxes to be paid when purchasing property and did not mean a 100% increase in the purchase price of the property. But until we see some documentation, nothing's clear. As you say, Howard, today, seems to make things no more clearer than what was announced some days ago. For me, the key will be in the detail. And I think it's important to note that in Spain, a law cannot be introduced until it has gone through quite a vigorous process. It begins with a structured proposal or draft legislation, which must then pass through Parliament, where it is debated and voted on. And to this end, it's worth bearing in mind that the Spanish Congress governs with 350 deputies, and to achieve a majority of 175 votes, it relies on a number of other diverse parties to support legislation, as the Socialist Party only has 121 seats. So the consensus at the moment seems to be that such a proposal in its current form is unlikely to become law. But saying that, many thought the Socialist Party would not be able to pass the solidarity tax a few years back, and they did. Though, of course, this could have quite more of an impact on people than the solidarity tax.
What about the other 11 proposed measures? Will they affect British expatriates or UK nationals looking to buy investment property in Spain or a holiday home?
The other proposals, Howard, revolved around creating a public housing agency and more regulation and possibly additional taxes around tourist rentals. Just touching on both, the public housing agency would be tasked with focusing on building affordable social housing for rental by a variety of means, which included giving the agency priority in buying properties and land, ensuring that such housing would remain publicly owned and not sold off, and looking at ways to build properties quicker and cheaper, whilst incentivising landlords to rent out affordable housing. The proposal centred on tourist rentals included more regulation, such as classifying tourist properties as a business activity, thereby subjecting them to additional taxation such as VAT. Oh, and a crackdown on seasonal rental fraud, i.e. where rental income is not being declared for tax in Spain. Of course, these proposals around tourist property could impact UK nationals and any other nationalities, including the Spanish, who are looking to buy properties or already own property for short-term rentals.
All in all, do you have any advice or words of wisdom to share with our listeners about all this?
Well, there has been no doubt that largely due to a shortage of supply and a high demand, property prices in Spain have increased significantly over the last 14 or so years. And the growth in prices, particularly in some parts of Spain, over the last 4 or 5 years, have risen even faster. At the same time, Howard, a proportion of the purchases made over the last few years have been holiday homes. As Sanchez said in his announcement, in 2023, non-EU residents bought around 27,000 properties in Spain purely to let out. And Howard, the increase in property prices is a major issue across many Western countries, what with people or voters having to live at home well into their 30s because not only are they struggling to find property they can afford to buy, they're also struggling to even find affordable property to rent. We've seen the Golden Visa in Spain go, and various initiatives brought in across Spain and other countries such as Portugal to try and diminish the impact on the property supply. I'm actually not convinced, Howard, that this proposal is being implemented to prevent UK nationals moving to Spain. In fact, it may help them. If less holiday homes are bought, it could be argued that there will be more properties available for both Spanish citizens and for people looking to live here, including non-EU nationals. And if the supply increases and demand reduces, then maybe we'll see a reduction in the annual price increases in property here, or even prices coming down. In such a situation, any British expatriates looking to live here can still apply for residency and once here, be able to buy a property without this tax applying. But for now, let's wait and see exactly what this proposal will look like, and then we can understand what the ramifications may be, if any.
Well, thank you for that summary. I know lots of people are talking about it and worried about it.
They are indeed.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to talk about if your investments are suitable for you. I should look forward to that very much.
Thanks, Howard. I look forward to speaking to you next week. But of course, if anyone would like to contact us, then the best way to do that is via our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks.